What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we've got some callers waiting on the line. But before I take the calls, I want to get this story on out there. There is apparently a move in California to disqualify the entire state from the 2016 elections. And the reasoning behind it is very simple. When California enacted Assembly Bill 1461, they created a situation that allows illegal aliens to vote in the elections. This erodes the value and worth of the votes of the legal citizens and denies legal citizens the full weight and power of their vote by making it impossible to identify legal versus illegal votes in the state of California. And they're making the argument that any state that has made it possible for the illegals to vote is cheating the legal voters. Yes, we know. That's what it's supposed to do. But by documenting the fact that this is cheating the legal voters, these states could literally find themselves disqualified. You'll never find a judge to go along with it. But it shows how contentious this issue of the illegal voters is becoming. If you are not a legal U.S. citizen, you are not supposed to vote. And every illegal citizen that votes is undermining your vote. And you need to keep that in mind. All right, let's go back to the phone calls. Clinton, Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Clint in Las Vegas, are you there? Going once, going twice. All right, let's switch over to Steve in California. Steve, are you there? Hello? Is anybody there?
Hello?
Hello. Who am I talking to?
This is Steve in California.
This is Steve in California. Okay, we had some confusion on the switchboard. What's on your mind?
Well, I sent you an email. I went to an Eagle Forum meeting on Tuesday, and there was a guest speaker by the name of Diane Richards. Did you get that email I sent you yesterday?
I don't remember seeing it, but, you know, I get hundreds of emails every day.
I know you do. Okay, she is an investigative journalist, editor of a very conservative newspaper, and she has a lot of good information. I sent you that. I think you might want to have her on the show. She spelled it out. She kind of figured it out, and she's got some lawsuits pending now here in California. But she's figured out how they have done the electronic voting scheme and how they're doing this and other tricks on the counts of the hand ballots. But it's really quite interesting. So if you get a chance, check that email out.
They stole
election from her. But check that out, and I'd love to hook you up with her for maybe you can have a half an hour of her time. And I've talked to her already about your show, and she said I'd love to talk about this. But check your email out and see if we can set this up.
All right, I'll take a look at it because, you know, there is an issue out there. And by the way, if you remember the Collier brothers who wrote the book Vote Scam, they were motivated to write that book when they had an election stolen from them.
Yeah, I'm going to say, give you one little hint, though. Let's just say the gaming industry and the slot machines is very similar as how they're doing this scam.
Well, that's kind of interesting because in Las Vegas, those electronic gambling machines are subject to strict controls and constant inspections. No part of them is allowed to be secret. It has to be open. And if they're going to go to that level to make sure those electronic gambling machines are honest and open, why won't they do the same thing with our voting system?
Yeah, well, that's where she's going to tell you where she found the violations, broken seals, all kinds of things. And like I said, she's got some pending litigation right now against the election boards because she's proven the fact that these machines were tampered with, and she figured it out. And there's a really neat equation she came up with. When she did the math, she showed a clear pattern of how this is all working out, and it always works out in the same pattern every time. So I'd like her to, in her own words, share that with you and your listeners. It's really good. So if you get a chance, check the email, and we'll see if we can set this up.
What's her last name again? How do you spell it?
Richards, R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S, Diane Richards.
All right, I'll take
type
a look at that.
Type in Diane Richards election.
Oh, I got
California.
It right here. I got it right here. It just popped up. All right, well, thank you very much, Steve. Is Clinton Las Vegas still on the line? His audio was just cut. Okay, let's go to
Mike.
Yeah, Clint, are you there? Yes.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, what's on your mind?
Okay, I got two things. One, these two polls I found. I just emailed you to them. There's two of them. One's a Newsmax poll. 400,000 people voted. 80% Trump, 20% Hillary. And a second one was this guy from David Hill, and he had over 1.1 million votes. It's 82% Donald Trump and 10.8% Hillary, and Johnson and Stein got the rest. And here's the kicker. It was an all-female poll.
Now that is interesting here. We're going to take a second to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And we're taking phone calls. We're talking about the obvious election fraud that's out there. Clint, do you have anything else?
Yeah, I saw it on WikiLeaks' email about her staff. In fact, Drudge has a picture of it. I think it's still up. It was an hour ago, where Hillary's a slush. Except her staff said, you know, clearly to sober her up. And it's got a bunch of pictures of her, you know. Apparently she drinks like a fish.
Yeah, I've had this picture actually for a while, and I've actually got another picture of her where she looks even more plastered. But she's got to be very, very careful, because some of the medications she's got to be on do not work well with alcohol. And we'll be talking about that a little bit further in the show, okay?
Yeah, but Trump's never had a drink in his life, so they say.
Well, I tend to have the same opinion as Harry S. Truman. There's only one thing worse than a man who drinks, and that's one who doesn't.
Yeah. Well, I wish I had never had. It would have saved me a lot of problems. Okay, I'll catch you later, Mike. Bye.
All right. Well, you know, in wine there is truth. Mary in New Jersey. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I think, just responding to the last guy, I think I heard that Donald Trump's brother was an alcoholic, and that's part of the reason. But
could be.
Anyhow, I wanted to say of all this, all the evilness, and part of Trump's goodness, I have to remind, he went out down in the flooding, which was worse than Katrina, I heard, just, a month ago?
Yes.
He personally went down there and handed out food and supplies to people. I mean, compared to Hillary, who kept 97% of the money that was supposed to go to Haiti and then only gave it out to friends who didn't really build anything useful. And they are hurting right now. Our country, there's like five Army helicopters, because that guy that is from Curves, he went down there. And InfoWars did do a report on that. One of the reporters, Joe Biggs, went with him. And it's a mess. It looks like a bomb, especially up in the hills. They will not fly anybody out for medical care. One guy came in, and he walked, I think, 30 miles. And then he got into the clinic. They started treating him, and they called them back from the plane. They went out to get supplies. And he threw up blood and just died. So, but I did want to say about all of her disgustingness, which I didn't know all of this, but as you research, Hillary goes way back. When they first were governor, when they were first, her husband was first governor in Arkansas, that Factor VIII scandal, where thousands of people died as of 1997, I think, 30,000. They were personally involved with that. They got that started. The Clintons offered the prisoners money. They knew they were sick with HIV and hepatitis.
Yes.
They sold it to Canada and to England. And
they made a lot of people very, very sick.
Yes,
but they got money for it, and that makes it okay.
And when they were stopped from doing that, when that became known, then they started selling it to other countries. Okay, and then also talk about Bill raping someone, but also Hillary raped some young girls, and these stories have been documented. There's one with the pictures somebody said they're going to put out soon, a 7-year-old, a 9-year-old that she got from special programs.
Okay, may I, hang on. I need to put out a word of caution here.
Okay.
Right now, Hillary's people, and by the way, if you can't get into my website, it's not you. Hillary's Tantrum Squad is really taking a sledgehammer to my server to try and keep this stuff from getting on out. So that's just the way they behave. And in a way, it validates everything that we're saying about them. So they're just thrashing around over there. But we need to be very careful because right now, Hillary's campaign is desperate to find a way to be able to cast doubt on all of this dirt that's coming on out. And so they're looking for a way to poison the well. And that's a propaganda term by which if everybody has got all this evidence of wrongdoing, you insert one provably false item in there. And after everybody gets it and buys into it, takes a drink of it, then you discredit it. And you use that to say, well, then the rest of this stuff is equally nonsense. And it's a very old propaganda tactic. They tried to use it during the House Select Committee on Assassinations with the poison umbrella gun. They used it during Jim Garrison's trial against Clay Shaw with the guy who waited to get on the witness stand to say that he had to fingerprint his own daughter every night to make sure that she wasn't being swapped. And it's a very old, very common propaganda technique.
Okay.
And it doesn't work if people understand that's what's going on. So as tantalizing as some of these more extreme scandals sound, we must be very cautious and only work with what we know is documented from multiple sources and not get on out there and say that Hillary Clinton was having sex on a flying saucer with somebody wearing spandex and a beehive hairdo.
Well, I didn't say on the flying saucer.
No, I know that, but I'm just saying we need to be very cautious these next 2 weeks. Because Hillary's people are in a panic. Yeah, go ahead.
I will say less outrageous. The guns and the Iran-Contra when Reagan was president and Bush was vice president, and the guns were traced back being manufactured. Well, they were connected to that Iran-Contra bringing drugs into the country. And Benghazi, we all know about, or at least a lot of people know about. All the killing going on in Syria, for heaven's sakes. And bringing thousands of these, she says they're Syrians. They're not really Syrians, but she said she's going to open the floodgates. She said this herself. She said that she's going to raise, I saw one of her speeches. She said she's going to raise taxes on the middle class. What else did she say? And she's going to pass TPP, TTP.
Yes.
And just all of this, and not giving relief to Haiti, and her connection to Byrd, who was her mentor, the ex-senator who was in Senate, the Ku Klux Klan leader, High Poopah, whatever he was. You know, I'm just saying, it goes on and on. This is all of her experience. It's all crooked, and it's all bad.
Well, you know, there used to be a joke going on about Bill and Hillary, you know, reminiscing about their life together, and Bill Clinton saying, you know, just imagine what our lives would be like if I hadn't gone into politics, and you know, you were the wife of a guy pumping gas in Little Rock, Arkansas. And Hillary said, no, you'd be pumping gas in Little Rock, Arkansas. I'd still be the wife of the president.
Because she's ambitious. And this new person who knew Bill Clinton, she wrote The Other Woman. She knew Bill Clinton since she was 11, he was 12. She grew up, went to high school with him. They had an affair. They had an affair going on, according to her, even after he was in the White House. And then he asked her one day, you know, Hillary and I have to have a child to make our relationship look legitimate. And she said, well, maybe have SEX with her, you know?
Well, you know what's really weird, of course, is that Bill Clinton went out and he had a son by that prostitute,
that.
Hillary got knocked up by Webb Hubble, and that's where Chelsea came from.
Yes. Oh, okay. So that's right. That's right. Bill never even had. Yeah, I guess that's how they had their kids. So anyhow, it's so, you know, and I'm still a registered Democrat. Not that I've voted Democrat for a while, but I know they're both involved. They are, and I saw, my son showed me this movie, JFK2, the Bush Connection.
Yes.
It ties so much together. It's right on YouTube, you know?
Well, again, what I keep telling everybody that you have to keep in mind, wars and assassinations do not happen for just one reason.
What it is,
you'll have a group of people who have different agendas, but all of them can be improved by the war or the assassination. And so you'll have multiple players, which gives them all plausible deniability when people are saying, who's responsible for the assassination of John F. Kennedy? It was no one individual or agency. Israel was involved because John F. Kennedy didn't want them to get nuclear weapons. The Texas oil billionaires were involved because of the oil depletion allowance. The CIA was involved because of the Bay of Pigs. The mafia was involved because they felt John Kennedy betrayed them after they helped him steal the election from Richard Nixon. The Federal Reserve was in on it because of Executive Order 11110. And anytime anybody gets too close to one of the players, they'll dangle a little clue that leads off in the other direction to keep everybody caroming around between the various players and never getting any traction.
Yeah, did you see that video that I'm talking about, or that movie?
No, I haven't. These days, I'm not spending a lot of time on Kennedy.
They take some of the stuff that was from, well, I'm in the process of moving, so we didn't have much to do up in the new house, and my son just set up this CD for me to watch, you know, because, I mean, you know, there was not any connection to the internet or anything, so... You know, it was amazing watching it. It takes stuff from the one that was in the 80s, and it ties a lot new stuff. And it's kind of gory because it shows, autopsies.
Oh, okay, Mary, I've given you a lot of time on the line here.
Okay, thank you. Good night.
All right, I need to let you go. Let's go to Mike in Alberta. Thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
I wanted to mention, I read on your site about Hillary's use of amphetamines, possibly. And it really does look like that might be the case with her. If she's drinking a lot, that's to sort of take the edge off it. And she needs to have all these naps all the time. I'm just, if she does get in, I think you're going to see that she's in bed a lot of the time of her presidency, if that's the case, if she is actually taking them.
I think what's going to happen, she just wants the glory of being the first woman president of the United States. And I think if she steals the White House, she'll go through the inauguration. And then probably within the first 6 months, she'll be forced to step down, or she'll be taken out by the 25th Amendment, and Tim Kaine will take over for her.
Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen. Anyway, that's all I had to say.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And... we're going to start with Francis in North Carolina, but we are coming up on a commercial break, and I'm probably going to have to take you through the commercial. So go ahead. What's on your mind?
Hello. Hello and aloha.
Aloha, Nui Nui.
This is probably going to be dragged over, yes, but in all these commentary I've been hearing about the taxing the middle class and so forth, not to mention so much percentage of the upper echelon or whatever have you and so forth ad nauseum, I'm wondering about something. In all the commentary I've been hearing politically and as well as out in the field, as it were, with every person.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold here. Hold that thought. We're going to come right back to this after these words from our sponsors.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Pardon me. Welcome back to the show. And Francis in North Carolina, would you please pick up where you left off?
Indeed. I did do a lousy setup for that one, I'll tell you what. But anyway, my question is this, and a general bone to pick with the general public as well as whomever, wherever, whatever. In addressing the middle class and who's being taxed this way and that way, as well as the upper class or whatever you want to call it, I keep hearing people talk about that, and I'm missing one part that no one has addressed at all. Is what I would refer to as is they're able to work great. If not, then they're basically out of work. Is called the lower class or so-called working poor. That are unable to find work for who knows what reason, if it's medical, legitimately, or whatever have you, or just do not care to bother to find work, and are just simply existing. And the question is about addressing that, and I've not heard one politician, I don't care who it is, address that issue for helping those that are considered the working poor or not at all, that are either homeless or whatever have you, getting them back on their feet. I've not heard one.
Well, you need to understand that our political leadership wants us all to be working poor. They don't want a middle class. That's why Hillary's out there saying, we're going to tax that middle class. Like, we're the middle class of the bad guys here. But if you look at history, every tyranny in history destroys the middle class because it is from the middle class that opposition to tyranny and oligarchy springs. During the French revolutions, the opposition to the nobility and the royalty came from the middle class, from the bar owners, from the small manufacturers and so forth. Same thing with the American Revolution. The middle class has got the extra disposable income that they can say, we want to bring a change to our situation here. Now, the Soviet Union lasted for as long as they did because they designed an economic political system where there could be no middle class. It was simply designed out. They still collapsed eventually. And what we're seeing in this country is a war on the middle class. No, our political leadership wants us all working poor, working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, and just turning over all our money to corporations and politicians. That's what they want. It's a return to feudalism.
Well, I get that part. But the question is, who is even bothering to raise up the people that are below that level, that are considered a useless party or whatever, useless leader or whatever terminology you want to use, that is basically being discarded along the ditch or the curb of the street, for that matter? What about them?
Well,
I'm still not hearing it. Anybody.
Well, you're not going to, because our political system actually finds the homeless people on the streets to be of use, because it scares what's left of the middle class and lower middle class into obedience. If you don't do as you're told, you're going to wind up looking just like them. So the homeless are being used as an object lesson of what's going to happen to you if you refuse to do as you're told by the one percenters.
Then there's a real big problem, and people haven't woke up by now by seeing what they're seeing on the street in general, then they're never going to wake up, because it's right in their face of how they're being ringed by the so-called upper echelon, elite, superior class, or whatever you want to call it. They're nothing more than a bunch of sad excuses of human beings, for that matter. And I'm being polite about it.
Most of us are aware that we're being reamed by the government. Government's the most expensive thing we're ever going to be forced to buy, and yet we're certainly not getting value for money. What has held the American people in place was this illusion that somehow or other we voted to have this happen. We voted to be slapped upside of the head. We voted for our children to be killed and crippled in wars of conquest. We voted for our wealth to be stripped away and given to Wall Street. But with this election, that illusion is gone. And with it, we withdraw our consent to govern.
Well, you know, it's interesting you happen to mention that, because, let's see, how many decades of time has people been going to the poll to vote? And yet, what happens? It's the
same
thing.
Nothing ever changes. Hey, if voting could really change things, it would have been declared illegal decades ago.
I'm not...
Okay, we gotta let you go. Thank you very much for the phone call. We'll be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective, and you may be paying the wrong party property and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before I go back to the phones here, I got to put out a consumer warning, especially with the economy the way it is and with the government looking the other way at any kind of scam or fraud from Wall Street on down to every level. You have to be on your guard. And Claire just got caught in one having to do with a supposed anti-aging cream. It's called Aurora Cream, and she accepted the free sample once for $35 shipping and handling. Well, all of a sudden, they're sending these things once a month and hitting her credit card for close to $200, which she did not sign up for. And I went on out, and I did Aurora Cream scam in Google, and I got a huge number of hits. So, folks, you got to be really careful. And I would suggest strongly that anytime you're looking at any kind of an offer coming off of TV or a magazine or whatever, take the company name, type it into a search engine, and then follow it with scam or fraud. Because you have to protect yourself. The government's not going to protect you. The government gets a piece of the action when the scammers get your money. They're on the scammer's side. They're not on your side. All righty, let's see. I'm not sure. Okay, John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Okay. I now volunteer to be your radio voice until a man called Horse is better.
Yeah, well, I'm better today than I was yesterday, and I imagine by Monday I'll be back to normal. Claire's a little upset because in addition to being her technician for her choir, I'm also one of her baritones. And, you know, I'm obviously not in a condition to be part of this Sunday's festivities, as it were.
Well, I've been following you, as you know, your election very carefully, and I've been looking at all the WikiLeaks revelations, the Justice Department releases, and the FBI releases, but they're still not coming across with these 33,000. Now, I understand that someone has the 33,000, probably the NSA, but who knows who's going to leak them first?
Well, I don't want to speculate, and I'm frankly sick and tired of all these hints that this is going to happen, that this is coming. I'm not interested in predictions about what's going to be released next week. I want to know what's out there right now today that we can look at, and otherwise, I'm not interested.
Okay, Mike. Well, I mean, more important, I'm getting back to the situation in the Middle East, particularly Syria. Now, the air forces of the Syrian Arab Army and the Russians have now upped their game, and it looks like the Kuznetsov, when it arrives on the east coast of Syria, will be with them to increase the number of sorties. And it looks like they're racing to get this thing done before November 8th. I don't know. But that's the feeling I get, that they really are going to go after Aleppo and probably Raqqa before November 8th and the election takes place in America.
They better move on Aleppo because Russia and Syria just uncorked on them in a big way. And Aleppo may be out of play by the start of next week.
Well, if it is, as I say, it looks to me that they'll move on Raqqa then.
Yes,
which is the so-called headquarters of ISIS, and with the addition of the aircraft on board the Kuznetsov, plus those in Haimin, whatever it's called, on near Tartus, the Russian airbase there, which is now seems to be permanent, they can really make a huge difference. Plus, of course, they've got the ancillary ships with all those caliber cruise missiles on board, so they can really make a dent in ISIS within a very short space of time.
Yeah, they can. I think the only thing that's holding Russia and Syria back is the desire to not give the United States an excuse to escalate the situation. And even as flimsy as the pretexts have been coming from the U.S., excuse me, Russia knows that the U.S. will move on anything they can make up.
Well, I think we've been told so many things by America, which has turned out to be total garbage. You know,
well, that's why nobody's believing anything the U.S. government or the corporate media has to say anymore, because the story is constantly changing. And like I've been saying all along, the essence of a good propaganda campaign against the public is it has to have a strong sense of a continuous narrative that makes sense. And where our government really went badly wrong is instead of having an organized, formal propaganda ministry, as it were. They're relying on ad agencies and public relations firms to do this work, and they are institutionally not capable of thinking beyond 30 seconds, 60 seconds, maybe a week sales campaign, and after that the slate is wiped and they're off selling something completely unrelated. There is no continuity in the propaganda, and that's one of the major reasons that people are seeing through it, and it's all falling apart.
Well, I'm, as you know, engaged in watching with anticipation the election campaign as the Hillary campaign falls apart from all the revelations, but nothing seems to happen. It's increasing the support for Trump, and Hillary's support is collapsing, but nothing really seems to be happening. I mean, these people are committing crimes.
Yes, that's exactly right. It's a criminal government. And anybody who thinks this government is going to correct itself, you're living in a dream world. We went past that stage decades ago. It's an oligarchy. Its only concern is more wealth and power for itself. We're going to have to just sit here, pull back, not throw any more of our money or children into this failed state, and let it destroy itself. And then we've got to be very careful about how we set up the next one.
Yeah. Well, I think your assessment that if Hillary does steal it, there'll be absolutely zero cooperation with the federal government, I think that will, without a doubt, take place. But I fear that it will be more hot, if you like, than that. I think it will develop into, things that can go wrong.
I don't want to see that, but at this point, we obviously cannot rule out a bloody revolution. Listen, John, I need to let you go.
I just got one more point to make, Mike.
Real quick, make it quick.
Okay, if we're going to burn these prostitutes and correspondents at the stake, we should use unleaded petrol, because we don't want to poison the little darlings.
Well, petroleum itself is a carcinogen. Little something they never mentioned to you about that. All right, John, we're going to let you go, and we're going to get to Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind?
Well, Michael, I have observed a very insidious pattern, practice, and custom perpetrated apparently by the kill switch operators of the so-called federalist government, of running what one might be perceived as a random sequence interrupter, disconnecting your signal from RBN. And I've also observed the same thing on other channels, such as the Micro Effect channel in particular. And there seem to be a random time sequence that repeats with, you'd have to follow it for a while to define the pattern, but somewhere between 2 to 5 minute, generally, interruptions interspersed with a couple minutes one way or the other, disconnecting the signal and causing you to reload in order to hear the conversations that are going on the show.
There's two things to consider. One is, we are a very popular show, and there are a lot of people trying to get on there. And certainly with the issue with BAM User TV, there's an upper limit on how many streams it will support. But yes, there's a lot of computer hacking going on by Hillary's people to try and shut things down. They're constantly trying to overload my server. We actually caught a serious attack to break into it and mess up the server code. These people think playing dirty is their divine right.
Well, having the former head of DARPA running Google, who has, a strong interest in Android and likely some other telephone services, gives a line of connectivity that cannot be ignored, that they may have the insidious purpose of disconnecting. And, of course, Joe Biden and his internet kill switch and cyber terrorism facade, false information, was likely playing into the same things along with the Hillary camp and other insidious government agents and actors acting outside scope, sphere, and pillar of law. But thank you so very much, Michael.
All right. Well, thank you. And let's switch over to Andy in Texas. Aloha, Andy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Hey, you know, there's no doubt that this criminal election is going on here. I mean, what is going on is criminal. We've got this election cycle of the mainstream media. We call it the corporate media. They are totally in the pants of Hillary Clinton and whatnot. But
ooh, that's a disgusting image.
Yeah,
it is a disgusting image. Well.
He's already feeling sick enough, and you have to
shake it off. No, but having said that, I mean, you see all of these laws being broken and all these rules that this woman's getting away with and stuff. And my question to you is, and maybe you don't have an answer for it, but how do us little people, us nobodies, how do we continue to run through life obeying these laws and just believing that we have to be lawful when we can see that the corporate structure is lawless? How do we do that?
Well, that's a choice everybody is going to have to make for themselves, whether they're going to go on obeying the laws when the laws are clearly not uniform across our entire nation. Everybody has to make that individual choice. Are we going to obey a government that is clearly illegal, unconstitutional, and illegitimate? And I think the most important question right now, for those of us who are not lucky enough to have children, it's easy to say, well, I'm not going to be around all that much longer anyway. I'm just going to go along to get along. But for people who are fortunate enough to have children, you need to look at them and just really think what their lives are going to be like if you leave this nation as it is right now to them, for them to live in. What is their life going to be like? And it's obviously not going to be very, very pleasant.
Well, and I'm fortunate to have four children. And I've said before on other talk shows that I've talked on that had I known what I know now, I wouldn't have brought them four children in this country. This is just a tyrannical country. And I really wish that I had really rethink that at the time and been smarter enough not to do so. But here we are in a country where they've got codes and ordinances that actually tell you how long your grass can be in your yard and tell you how much junk you can have on your property and whether your roof is proper or not or whether you can have a fireplace and stuff. I mean, this is just far beyond the Constitution, and I'm a constitutionalist.
Oh, of course they are.
Like,
I mean, Adolf Hitler did not go around to the German people and tell them they couldn't collect rain on their own property. I mean,
exactly. That
we've gone way, way past the abuses of the Third Reich here. And the Fourth Reich is alive and well and living in Washington, D.C. We have concentration camps. We have the use of torture. We have a targeted religious minority that's being scapegoated for everything that's going on. We have uncontrolled spying on all the citizens. The only thing that's missing are the really good-looking uniforms, and we'd be there.
Well, and you know what, Mike? Keep up the good fight. I mean, without people like you, there wouldn't be people like me. So I appreciate you, bro.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the kind words. We're going to switch over to Janet in Kansas. Aloha, Janet. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. Hello.
You're on the air.
Hello. Oh, I was wanting to talk to you about, you have just a recent caller in there, what happens to all of these poor people? Well, what happens to them is they're living under bridges right now. Millions
yes.
of them are.
Yes.
And that in capitalism, capitalism is about exploitation and extraction of wealth from wherever you can get it. And
well, I would disagree with that in that the unfettered extraction of wealth from the poor to give to the rich is actually fascism. And that's where
well,
we are right
oh,
now.
Yes.
Okay. Now,
I agree with you.
Okay.
However, I also think that once you become, we are basically reduced to economic ciphers, either a debit or a credit.
Yes.
And if you cannot consume, you are worthless. And you live under
a bridge. No. If you cannot borrow, you are worthless.
Well, that's one way of consuming is borrowing, going
yeah,
into debt.
Yeah, see, if you go down to the shopping mall and you buy something and you pay cash, You know, they're going to scowl. That's not the way they want this set up. They want you going back into debt slavery to the bankers to have what you want in your life. And this idea that you're going to pay cash for something means that you're free and clear of the bankers. And that's definitely not what they want.
Well, we as consumers are losing, are maxing out on a debt. You know,
I think consumers who are not being careful are maxing out. I know a lot of Americans, and Claire and I are certainly on that same one. We're paying down our credit cards. We're getting out of debt.
Yeah.
We're going without things. We don't wear nice, fancy, fine clothing and go out to dinner. We're driving a going on 17-year-old car. Because it's more important for us to break free of the banker's slavery than it is to keep up with the Joneses next door, who have a very fine lifestyle, and they're basically the bank owns their souls.
And they're debt slaves. Yes, they are. And they have to work two or three jobs or whatever.
Yes.
That, you know, I honestly believe that
We're going to have to let you go. I'm sorry. We hit a commercial break, and we got other callers waiting on the line. I have to give them their turn. So we'll be back after these few words.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes.
our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones. Glenn in Philadelphia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I have a consumer scam complication for you. Virtually anything Claire might purchase that purports to provide beauty enhancement could hope to have only the most negligible of effects.
Yeah, I was getting emails about that, and you know, I was telling Claire, you don't need this stuff. You still look like the day I married you and everything, but, you know, she's a girl, and, you know, she likes her bling, and she does, like, a little bit of makeup, and we have to be very, very careful about that, if you remember that story about the formaldehyde.
Putting Claire up against these types of products just isn't fair at all.
Well, you know, I have to sort of go along with it, or, you know, she thinks I don't love her. What can I tell you?
This is all supposed to be flattery. See, what could these products possibly hope to achieve for Claire? You know, there's just no room to move.
Well, anyway, they're there to achieve wealth for the people who put them on out there, and that's a big problem with our society as a whole. All these entities out there telling our young people, you're not what you could be, but you can if you just send in your money and buy this bottle of goop and pour it all over you. I call it the dimple wash mentality. Anyway, anything else?
All right. No, I'm not what I could be, but if they keep pissing me off, I'll get it there. All right, take care, Mike. Thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Jerry in Saskatchewan. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, how's it going, Mike?
Doing fine.
Excellent to hear. Yeah, I committed a big thought crime today. I was looking through those emails on WikiLeaks, right?
Yes.
Looking for the SWAT unit busted with their Darth Vader uniforms and MP5s right now. Hope they don't come rushing in here. So I typed in George Soros in the Podesta search box, right?
Yes.
I see this big header. It says, what's the difference between a German and a shopping cart? I'm like, what the heck? So I clicked it open. It says, a shopping cart has a mind of its own. Is that a joke? I don't get it. But anyway.
Actually.
Okay. You can explain it. The email has a huge long way. It has a laundry list of all the top Jewish names in America and other 0.27% of the population, but they yield 50% of the top smartest people in the world. And you should see this email. It's crazy. They're bragging how they're Muslim.
You know, what's really interesting is going back and looking at the Black Lives Matter and screaming about reparations for slavery and everything, and they're out there just angry at the white people. They need to go look at who owned all those slave ships that brought their ancestors to this country, because it's a very narrow, specific group of individuals. If they want to be angry at somebody over slavery, that's who they should be looking at.
Yeah, but we're being enslaved by 0.27%. Not even 1%. 2.27% is enslaving all of us whites. You know, all the whites are being enslaved by these Ashkenazi Jews. Like William Shatner, Wolf Blitzer, all the names.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, Bill Shatner's an actor. He's not out to enslave people. Okay, and you know, let's not just cast all Ashkenazi Jews as tyrants and enslavers. Some of them are just goofballs, like my first wife. Okay, we got to take a break for station identification, and we'll be right back.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.